with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We tune in to our West Coast correspondent, Anthony Chase, who's seen a version of Book of Mormon. Come in, Tony.
Yeah, it's in fact the company that will be coming to Buffalo as well, with Gavin Creel as Elder Price. And it's a smart production. Boy, what a voice he has.
Oh, do they have all the naughty bits in it as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, a couple like that, like as if you didn't know.
Yeah.
This is a R-rated, X-rated?
Well, it's not X, but certainly it's R-rated. It's for adults. Even your ticket warns you of explicit language, and you absolutely do get it.
Every time I think of how you would, in a sentence, you know, like one sentence, say what Book of Mormon is, I can't do it.
It's about a young man who's a Mormon missionary to Uganda, and everything in his life has been perfect, and he arrives in this troubled place to find it's not a perfect world.
Long sentence. Okay, I'll give it to you. And it's coming to Buffalo, so if you get a chance, and you will get a chance to see it, do so.
Well, if you subscribe at Shays, you'll certainly get a chance. It's only coming for 1 week, which is unusual. A Book of Mormon tends to go places and stay for weeks or even months. So it's very likely that the entire run in Buffalo will sell out, and the only people who will be certain to get tickets will be Shays subscribers, who are very numerous, you know.
I've noticed going there that I get seats in the back against the wall.
You have to wait for someone to die to move up to the better seats.
It's like those football teams that are owned by the community, you know, they will their tickets to the progeny.
No joke. That's what happens at Shays. People wait for generations to get those seats. So get in on the game now.
Let's talk about Mr. and Mrs. Nobody, written by Keith Waterhouse, performed by Josephine Hogan and Richard Lambert.
Keith Waterhouse was the British newspaper columnist who also wrote some very famous film scripts, Billy Liar, Whistle Down the Wind.
In Britain, he's quite an artist.
Very well known. He was, yes, very well known in Britain. And his son lives in Buffalo, Robert Waterhouse, and has directed this. It's a most Victorian comedy, very, very British. It's about Mr. and Mrs. Pooter, who are social climbers, and the misunderstandings and disappointments they endure as they strive to move upward. Very, very dear, lovely performances by Richard Lambert and Josephine Hogan.
Now for something completely different, how about the Bread and Puppet Theater, one night only?
At the Foundry on Northampton Street next Thursday. Bread and Puppet Theater was an iconic theater company of the 1960s, huge during the Vietnam era when they did gigantic pageants through the streets for children and adults with puppets that just got larger and larger and larger. They were stationed out of New York City in those days. Since the 70s, they've been in Vermont, and they still go out on tour.
What's the description of them?
Socially conscious theater, and a combination of music, dance, pantomime, puppets.
But it's easy to work with the actors.
Some of them are, and it is a famous theater troupe. 6 members of the company coming to Buffalo for that one performance. I understand on their way to Troy, New York.
They're going to Troy and stopping off in Buffalo. Shouldn't they be the other way around?
Well, they must be on their way back home to Vermont.
Ah. The last 5 years. Ooh, I love that. I've seen 2 live performances of it, and when I first heard the CD with it, I just fell in love with about 7 or 8 songs. They're all kind of a little bit different.
It's a story told backwards about the disintegration of a relationship. Entirely told in music by the wonderful Jason Robert Brown. And that's being done not by Alleyway Theater, but at the Alleyway Theater by a group called New Buffalo Productions. I know nothing about them except that they have booked the Alleyway Theater and that they're doing this wonderful piece.
They have a wonderful piece, so they have a high responsibility. Ongoing, by the way, is True, which is that one-man show by Jay Preston, all about the writings of Truman Capote.
Yes, Truman Capote in 1975, late in his career, he's just published 4 chapters of Answered Prayers, because as St. Teresa of Avila told us, more pain has been caused by answered prayers than by unanswered ones.
Oh, true, true, true.
And that is kind of the theme of the monologue, and this is Christopher Standard. I've not seen it yet, but all reports are he's knocking it out of the ballpark.
All right. And The World Goes Round, if you like the music of Candor and Ebb, and who does not?
I don't know. Everyone does. They wrote Cabaret, you know. Kiss of the Spider-Woman, you know, and lots of great musicals, and that's up at O'Connell and Company.
Where are you going to be this weekend? There's no place I'd rather be than at the theater. With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.